I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The International Criminal Court is investigating Boko Haram in Nigeria for crimes against humanity. World Mission's been affected. One of their leaders was killed by them a few months ago. World Mission's Greg Kelly.
It's just not safe for someone who's made a decision to follow Christ. Once they're found, then they tend to disappear and we never hear from them again. That's why we try and bring people out into a safe harbor, disciple them, grow them in their understanding of who Jesus is, and then reintroduce them into either that village or another area where they can be effective.
Help get God's word into this area at missionnetworknews.org. Next, a simple truth is setting captives free. Daniel is one of International Stewart's partners in India. They're reaching out to people in bonded slavery. These people are enslaved in more ways than one.
They worship evil spirits. And these evil spirits have to be appeased all the time by offerings like liquor, rice.
They mortgage their homes to pay for the items and end up owing money to their landlords. But through an IS program, slaves learn that God owns everything. The story continues at our website. And it seems the best is being saved for last. Ron Hushcraft Ministries' summer outreach to Native American youth has tried reaching Deep Creek Reservation for years. Finally, God's opening doors for them to share Christ. Evil is common at Deep Creek. There's a high rate of murder, suicide, and addictions. But chains are breaking. Even a councilman came to Christ. The 2013 Summer of Hope is wrapping up. Pray. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get Josh Wilson's new CD when you support Mission Network News and our Wake Me Up summer campaign. Call 1-800-995-4828 with your best gift or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.